OFM Family Focus. Living without limits.
It's Living Limitless on OFM, the sound of your life. And we put the spotlight on individuals and organizations that support people living with disabilities across our region. Today, Ntabiseng Molungwane, Senior Manager, Research and Development at the Association for People with Disabilities, joins me. And Ntabiseng, welcome to OFM.
Thank you very much, Yolanda, and thank you for the opportunity to be here.
Tell us about the Association of and for Persons with Disabilities and some of the programs that you run in the Free State.
The Association for Persons with Disabilities, the acronym is APD. It's an organization we are based in Bloemfontein, and we are an organization of and for persons with disabilities. We exist to empower persons with disabilities by developing potential and lobbying for equal opportunity. We raise awareness mainly on the prevention of disability, but as well as many other challenges that persons with disabilities come across in their daily lives. We provide a wide range of services to persons with disabilities, ranging from a residential facility that many people are aware of, that is the Jean Weber Home. We offer an accessible transport service that is mainly used by people that are in wheelchairs. Our vehicles transport people with disabilities while they are seated on the wheelchair. But we also have what we call a recruitment and employment program, where we assist persons with disabilities to look and find jobs in the open labor market. And talking about that, we also have another program which is the focus of today, the Kopana Workshop, where we have people that have got different types of disabilities in terms of the type of intellectual disabilities that they have.
And Ntabiseng, tell us about the Kopana Training Center.
Now, we've got this center which we call Kopano. It's a Sesotho word that means coming together. And the Kopano workshop, we facilitate the coming together of the economic growth of our persons with disabilities and ourselves as a civil society organization, as well as corporate businesses and government departments, to be a vehicle for economic growth in the sector, in this valuable sector. In many cases, you find that you have a child with a disability that went to a special school. But we know for any person, when you finish in a special school or in a mainstream school, wherever you are involved, when you finish matric or the time when you finish your grade 12, then you apply to a higher learning institution. But for some people with disabilities, mainly, as I said, intellectual disabilities, there are no types of institutions that they can belong to. Hence, you find a program or a center that's available, like the Kopano workshop. We work on handmade products. We make beautiful scatter cushions, as well as table runners, but also we do beadwork, and currently we are training our people with disabilities on welding.
Ntabiseng, how can the public get involved and help you continue with this very important work?
We appreciate partnerships, and in those partnerships, I've also mentioned that when our people come to the center, they need to eat, we need to provide tea in the morning, and we also provide lunch for the time that they are here. And the public can assist us by signing debit orders. We usually request a debit order from an amount of 100 rand, you know, from a person. And that will assist and go a long way towards purchasing food. But also, it will go a long way in assisting us to buy the raw material that our people that they use when they are here at the center. And I've also mentioned the beautiful products, mainly the scatter cushions that we are currently making.
And Ntabi Seng Molonkwana from the APD in the Free State in Living Limitless. Ntabi Seng, we will have all the contact details for APD on our website, ofm.co.za. Thank you for the incredible work that you do, and thank you for Living Limitless.
Thank you for this opportunity to be able to talk about the successes that people with disabilities are able to make in their lives.
Living Limitless. Listen to the podcast and find the organization's contact details on the Mid-Morning Magic blog on ofm.co.za.